This is the Mind Pilot Sleep Skills Exercise. This exercise will help you let go of busy thoughts and worries and wind down at the end of the day. It can help you prepare for a deeper, more restful sleep at bedtime. But it's about becoming more aware, not drifting off. So this exercise isn't for getting to sleep right now. We'll be tuning in to our breath and our body, and we'll be noticing and acknowledging our feelings, including any urges or impulses that we feel in the body. This is all part of letting go of the busy doing mode, so we can wind down and be more present. The sleep skills exercise can also help if you're struggling with insomnia and want to approach it in a different way. Just acknowledging the worry and tension that insomnia can cause with an open attitude. If you're using this exercise to wind down just before bed, it's fine to lie down. Otherwise, we'll be sitting up and the exercise will be guided as if you're sitting in a chair. Take a few minutes to find a posture that's stable and comfortable for you. And as best you can, arrange things so you won't be interrupted, loosening any tight clothing and maybe removing your shoes. Lying down, have a comfortable mat or blanket beneath you. Sitting on a chair, resting your feet firmly on the floor and feeling your toes and the soles of your feet touching the floor or carpet underneath. Letting your back be upright, away from the main support of the chair. Resting your hands on your thighs or in your lap, and slightly tucking in the chin so the whole back and the neck feel long. Feeling the whole body resting securely on the earth beneath us. And sensing the contact between the body and our support. Just feeling the sensations of touch, not thinking about them. Feeling the sensations at the feet. The thighs, the bottom, the lower back, the hands, letting the whole body be open, grounded. Alert. Feeling a sense of dignity and presence throughout the body. Confident that now we've taken this time for ourselves, it's good to rest securely in a broad awareness of the breath and the body. This space is for us, and it's safe to give ourselves fully to this exercise. Now, taking our attention to the breath. Noticing where the breath feels vivid and strong. Particularly noticing the breath in the tummy. Rising up as the breath flows in and settling down as the breath flows out. If it helps, taking a slightly deeper, more intentional breath, a And as we breathe out, feeling the sense of release and letting go. Letting the breath flow freely and naturally, without forcing or controlling it. Feeling the mind and body settle as our attention rests on the gentle flow of the breath. And as we settle, noticing what's happening in our thoughts. Are they buzzy? Sluggish? Are there particular things on our mind? Just acknowledging these. It's natural for thoughts to arise, and that may happen many times in the course of this practice. Each time, just acknowledging the thought and bringing yourself back to the exercise. And taking account of how you're feeling. Noticing any sense of being wound up or busy or agitated. Again, just acknowledging those feelings. We aren't trying to fix anything. It's enough to just notice and be present. Just staying with the sensations of breathing. The sense of rising and expanding as the breath flows in. The sense of easing and releasing as the breath flows out. Breath flowing in, breath flowing out. And noticing any sense of settling as we become a little more still, a little more calm. Now letting our awareness expand through the body. Feeling the breath moving in the chest, rising and falling as the lungs fill and empty. Feeling the breath in the shoulders. The back ribs. The lower back, the whole of the back. Becoming sensitive to the whole of the torso as the breath flows in and flows out. Feeling the body as a whole, including the legs, the arms, the head. And resting with this open, spacious awareness of the breath and the body, from the head all the way to the feet. Staying with our experience. Resting. Breathing. Feeling the whole body, from the head to the toes, and the breath gently flowing in and out. Feeling present with the whole of our experience of the breath and the body. Resting with an open, spacious awareness. Checking in again with our thoughts. What's been bubbling up in our minds as we've been sitting and breathing? just acknowledging those thoughts and coming back to the breath. And as we dwell with this broad and gentle awareness, we'll take our attention through the body, noticing any areas of tension or tightness, any urges or impulses connected with different parts of the body. Just noticing them. We aren't trying to fix anything. It's enough to notice and acknowledge what's happening with a friendly awareness. So feeling the feet and sensing the toes and the soles of the feet resting on the floor. Coming up the legs to the calves, the thighs, feeling the bottom resting on the chair. Taking our time to notice if there's anything that feels tight or tense, any impulse to move, any twitching, any sense of agitation anywhere in the lower part of the body. Breathing, staying settled, feeling the feet touching the floor. And noticing those urges and impulses without acting on them. Not judging them, just acknowledging them as part of our experience. Becoming familiar with our experience. Befriending what's happening in our bodies and our mind. Now coming to the tummy and noticing any sense of tightness, feeling where that is, how it feels. Noticing any tension wherever it's located. And just breathing. Opening to our experience, however it is in this moment. Sensing any feelings of anxiety, frustration, being speedy. Noticing where those feelings manifest in the body. Sensing them. Letting the breath flow in as we open to those feelings. Coming to the back, the shoulders, the chest. Connecting with any impulses or urges and just staying with them. Not moving. Bringing an open, friendly curiosity to what's happening. Letting the breath flow in to any areas of tension or tightness. Including the shoulders, the arms, the hands. Just feeling what's there. Coming to the neck, the head, and the face. And letting the face be soft. Noticing noticing any sense of impatience or frustration. How's that showing up in our body? Where do we feel it? Just noticing that sense of tightness or tension and breathing with it. It's okay to feel what's there. Noticing any urges to avoid certain areas or move away from some feelings. It's okay to let ourselves experience what we're experiencing without acting on it. Difficult feelings are just what's there, not a problem to fix. So staying still. Resting. Breathing. Staying open to our experience, however it is in this moment. Noticing any judgments of ourselves and our experience. Just acknowledging them. Noticing how our minds respond. And playing with the idea that we can welcome whatever shows up in our experience. Inviting it in as we stay with a sense of the breath and the body. And when we're ready, letting go of the focus on impulses and urges, and just staying with the breath and the body. Letting the mind settle again on the feeling of the abdomen rising and falling as the breath flows in and flows out. Letting the mind settle with these gentle sensations. Just slowing down. Settling. Becoming still. Taking a moment to absorb what we've been doing in the practice. Giving ourselves space. Breathing. And now letting go of any sense of making an effort at all. Letting things come and go. Feeling the breath and the body. Noticing the thoughts and feelings that arise and pass through us and move on. Breathing. Just resting here in this moment. Just for now. There's nowhere to go. Nothing to do. Just letting go. Being present. Breathing. We can rest for as long as we need in this way. Just staying with this broad and kindly awareness. Enjoying any sense of stillness, spaciousness, or wholeness. Or if it's time, coming towards the end of this period of better sleep exercise. Becoming aware of the room around us. Noticing sounds. Sensing the light. When we're ready, preparing to move in a way that feels right for us. Making a gentle transition. Opening our eyes and drawing the practice to a close, staying in touch with any sense of stillness, spaciousness, and openness.